感谢主，我们有十四节的时间跟大家一起学习立位记。
Thank God that we have the opportunity of studying the book of Leviticus in 14 classes.
我们一般在读圣经，很多人呢、读到出埃及记二十五章以后就跳过去。
Usually when we try to read the Bible, people will stop reading after they get to Exodus 25.
因为那里谈到很多的会幕。
Because Exodus 25 onwards talks about the tent of meeting or the tabernacle.
如果不了解其中的意思，会觉得很繁琐。
So if we do not understand what it means, it would frustrate us.
接下来的立位记，有的人也是觉得很困难读。
And most people also think that Leviticus is a hard book to read.
但是这些道理啊，都有很重要的教训在里面。
But there are a lot of important spiritual teachings in these books.
我们知道整本圣经啊有66本书。
We know that there are 66 books in the whole Bible.
前面的五本叫做摩西的五经。
The first five books are called the Pentateuch.
摩西五经是所有其他圣经道理的基础。
The first five books are the foundation of the rest of the Bible.
所以有的人说啊，我们在种种植物的时候啊，比如说树苗呢，或者是那个稻子啊，它都会有一个苗圃。
When we plant, plants, we actually have a nursery.
然后把那个种子撒在那里，等它长，长出来以后啊，然后再把它移植到各地方去。
Oh, people start planting seeds in the nursery, so when it starts growing, then they transport the plants to a bigger pot.
所以这个摩西五经啊，是整个圣经道理的一个苗圃一样。
So the first five books of the Bible are like the nursery.
其实很多基本的道理都在里面。
The first five books contain all the basic teachings.
所以我们在学习其他的经卷或者新约圣经很多都要跟前面的圣经来对照。
When we study the rest of the Bible, we often have to go back to the first five books.
我们对主耶稣整个救赎计划就非常的清楚了解。
So that we will be very clear about the whole teaching of Jesus.
利未记本来希伯来文的名字叫做呼叫。
The book of Leviticus, name is origin and the calling of God.
因为神从会幕啊呼叫摩西。
Because God called Moses in the tent of meeting.
所以希伯来话是希伯来圣经啊，就用第一句话啊当做这一本书的名字。
So the
希伯来原文。
So they use the first word of this whole book as the title of the book in Hebrew.
一直到74译本就是把希伯来文圣经换成希腊文的时候才叫做利未记。
So by the 74th translation, when they translate the text from Hebrew to Greek, then they named this book Leviticus.
我们知道神把以色列民带到西乃山以后，
After God has taken the Israelites out to the Mount of Sinai,
他们在那边停留了11个月又多20天。
They stayed in Mount Sinai for 11 months and 20 days.
主要的目的就是在那里建造会幕。
The main purpose of staying there is to build the tabernacle.
还有把神的诫命教导以色列百姓遵守。
So that they could pass down the law of the Lord for the people to follow.
当第二年的一月一号会幕造好把它立起来的时候，
On the second year, first day, first month,
说神的荣光就充满整个会幕。
When the tabernacle was done building, the glory of the Lord filled the whole tabernacle.
然后神就从会幕当中向神说话。
Then God showed himself and talked to the congregation.
所以立位记是神开始向透过摩西告诉以色列百姓的一些事情。
So Leviticus is a book that records all the things that God has passed down to Moses.
这个启示的时间是一个月又二十天。
The revelation of this book took 1 month.
因为他们在第二个月的二十号啊就开始骑行了。
Because on the second month of the 10 days, they started their journey again.
我们知道神造会幕的目的。
What is the purpose of building the tabernacle?
就是要解决人跟神之间呐、啊、交通的问题。
It is to solve the problem of communication between God and men.
人犯了罪以后啊，人跟神之间的交通就断绝了。
After men had sinned, the communication between God and men.
因为人生活在罪恶过患当中。
Because men live in sin.
人跟神的生命隔绝。
So the life of men has been separated from God.
但神造了人，他愿意跟人啊在一起。
But God is willing to dwell among men.
所以神就主动来解决人跟神之间交通的障碍。
So he took the initiative to solve the problem of communication between God and man.
所以叫摩西要建造会幕。
Therefore he asked Moses to build the tabernacle.
要作为神跟人相会的地方。
So that God and men can meet.
所以会幕造好了，神就主动来指示人。
After the tabernacle is done building, then God took the initiative to talk to the congregation.
那神告诉摩西的话，就是人怎么来到神的面前。
Whatever God had told Moses is to help the people to come before God.
因为神要跟人相会，在神方面没有什么问题。
Because there is no problem for God to communicate with humans.
主要的问题障碍是在人。
But the obstacle is in men.
啊，人怎么解决一些问题才能够来到神的面前？
So what does man need to take care of before he can come before God?
啊，这是利未记里面所强调的地方。
And that is what the book of Leviticus is telling us.
所以从利未记虽然内容很多了，但是我们可以把它分成两大段。
Although there are a lot of content in the book of Leviticus, but we can split it into two.
第一章到第十章啊，是第一段。
From chapter 1 to 10 is the first section.
一般称为圣洁的信仰。
We usually call this the faith of holiness.
因为利未记啊，我们讲说是神跟透过神跟摩西呼叫哈、啊，这一句话在利未记里面总共提到150次。神对摩西呼叫。
Because in the book of Leviticus, God called Moses, and this phrase was recorded about 150 times.
啊，另外一句话很重要，就是利未记的主题，就是圣洁。
Another word that is most important in the book of Leviticus is holiness.
啊，神一直反复提到，有87次。
The word holiness appear 87 times in this book.
所以圣洁是利未记的主题。
So this, the word holiness is the theme of Leviticus.
我们看利未记十一章四十五节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45.
利未记十一章四十五节。
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45.
我是主你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。啊，对不起，我读到四十五节。
Verse 45.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的主，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁。因为我是圣洁的。
For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
啊，这是利未记中心的圣记。
This is the key verse in Leviticus.
因为神是圣洁的，我们要成为神的子民，就要圣洁。
Because God is holy, therefore, if we want to become the people of God, we need to be holy too.
所以利未记的一章到十章啊，一般叫做圣洁的信仰。
Therefore, the first 10 chapters of Leviticus is called the faith of holiness.
怎样借着圣洁的一些崇拜啊，让我们能够跟神建立起关系？
So these 10 chapters tells us how to build relationship with God through offering sacrifices.
21章以后啊，就称为圣洁的生活。
After chapter 10, starting from chapter 11, reveals a holy faith through living a holy life.
我们跟神建立了关系以后啊，我们应当有的一些生活。
It's the kind of life that we need to live after establishing a relationship with God.
所以有很多啊，洁净的规矩。
Therefore, there are a lot of regulations about
cleanliness. 很多饮食啦，啊，生活健康的一些条例。
A lot of regulations about food and daily life.
啊，还有人际之间的关系啊，还有属灵团体的一些生活。
Also regulations, concerning fellowship.
所以这是利未记的两大段。
So these are the two sections of Leviticus. 啊，
我们来看利未记一章一节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
利未记一章第一节
Leviticus 1:1
跟第二节
And verse 2
主从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说第二节
Verse 2
你晓谕以色列人说你们中间就有人献供物给神要从牛群羊群中献牲畜为供物这里是神主动啊，告诉以色列人。
Here God took the initiative to tell the Israelites.
好，所以这个婚录的对象是神的选民以色列人。
So the audience is the Israelites.
然后说，你们中间如果有人要献礼物给神
，He said, if any one of you would like to bring an offering to the Lord.
所以这句话不是一种命令的可据。
So this is not a command.
也就是说，你们如果有人想要献礼物给神
，because it starts with the if anybody would like to bring an offering to God.
啊，然后要怎么做
？Then you should do this and that.
所以一个人呐、啊，要亲近神呐、啊，啊，要来敬拜神，要借着礼物解决人跟神之间的障碍。
So if men would like to draw near to God, the first thing he needs to do is to bring a gift.
所以底下有谈到五个祭物。
Below discuss five different offerings.
神不勉强人来到他的面前。神不勉强人来到他的面前。
God would not force anybody to come before him.
虽然他为人预备了很丰盛的恩典。
Even though he had prepared abundant blessings for men.
那他要人自己感觉到需要啊能够看清楚神的恩典。
But he wanted men to realize for himself to come before him.
啊内心里面受感动啊被催促啊主动乐意来亲近神。
So that we can be moved by ourselves and take the initiative to draw nearer to God.
这样的敬拜啊，这样的奉献才是神喜悦的。
And this is the kind of offering that is pleasing, well pleasing to the Lord.
是从你内心里面甘心乐意，而且是虔诚的态度而来服侍神。
Because we are coming before God with a willing and sincere heart.
所以不是被要求说你要做什么啊，好像很被动、很形式上的来做。啊、不是出于真正的心力，神不悦纳。
God is not pleased with people who come before Him by force.
所以圣经里面说啊，外表做犹太人的不是真犹太人。
The Bible says that those who are Israelites on the outside is not true Israelites.
外表的割礼也不是真的割礼。
The circumcision on the outside is not true circumcision.
所以唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。
Only the ones that are in the heart is true.
所以真的割礼也是从心里出来的，不是在乎外在的仪文形式。
True circumcision happens in the heart.
假使形式是从人来的，不是从神来的，神不喜悦。
形式
就是
formality.
哎呀
，If formality comes from men.
哎。如果是从人来的形式啊，不是从神来的，神不喜悦。
God is not pleasing with formality that are made by men.
所以我们要敬拜神啊，当然我们要有一些形式， 但是更重要的，这是要有，要从我们的内心啊，实在的心里来做。
When we come to worship God, of course there's some formality. However, what God looks into is our heart.
所以你虽然在奉献，但是如果你的心态不对，虽然你把礼物献上去了，但是神不会悦纳。
So if we offer gifts to God with the wrong motivation, even though your gifts are beautiful, but God would not be pleased.
亚伯的献祭神悦纳。
God was very pleased with Abel's offering.
但是该隐的祭物啊，神就不悦纳。
But God rejected the offering of Cain.
以色列人常常他们也在献祭。
The Israelites often offer sacrifices to God.
那神说啊，我对你们的献祭啊，感到很厌烦。
However, God saw their offerings as abomination.
那谁向你们要这些东西呢？
God said that I never require offerings from you.
虽然你们形式上在献祭啊，但是在暗中啊，却做了很多啊，神不喜悦的事情。
Even though you offer sacrifice on the surface to me, but behind the scene, you have done so many evil things.
看以赛亚书的第一章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书一章的十一节到十五节。
Chapter 1, verses 11 to 15.
一章十一节到十五节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11 to 15.
Travis, please read. Amen. 神借着先知啊，对以色列百姓讲话。
God spoke to the Israelites through prophet Isaiah.
但神说他们是所多玛、俄摩拉的官长。
God called them the ruler of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为他们呢、啊，做罪恶啊，好像这个所多玛、俄摩拉一样。
Because their evil are like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那事实上啊，他们还是很虔诚在献祭拜神呐、啊。
Even though they're so zealously offering sacrifices to God.
他们献了很多的公羊啊、绵羊、公牛、绵羊啊。
They have offered lambs and goats.
啊，他们也常常举行各样的筵宿会啊、所节期啊。
They have kept the Sabbaths and feasts.
但是神说啊，我对你们的行为，我感到很憎恶。
But God said that I am very mad at your actions.
所以你们一方面在举行各样的节期聚会啊，啊，但是行很多恶事，所以我没有办法容忍。
Because you kept on doing evil things, regardless of keeping all my commandments.
你们呢，献了很多的礼物，我感到很厌烦。
I am not delighted in your sacrifices.
那就是你们举手祷告，我也不听。
Even if you raise your hand to pray to me, I will not
listen. 因为你们充满了罪恶啊，杀人流血。
Because you're full of evil and blood.
所以光有形式上的奉献啊，但是心里远离神啊，神也不悦纳的。
So if there are a lot of sacrifices on the formality, but your hearts are far away from God, God would not be delighted.
那到了新约时代，主耶稣曾经跟一个撒玛利亚妇人呢、啊，啊，在谈道理。
In the New Testament, Jesus spoke with a Samaritan woman.
那妇人说啊，我们的祖宗告诉我们在这个山上拜神。
The woman said to Jesus, "Our ancestors told us to worship God on this mountain."
那你们的犹太人说啊，要在耶路撒冷。
But you Jews said that you need to worship God in Jerusalem.
但是主耶稣说啊。拜神啊，不是在这个山上，也不是在那个山上。
But Jesus replied to her, "When you worship God, it is not on this mountain or that mountain."
因为神是灵，所以他要我们用心灵、用真诚的态度来敬拜他。
But because God is spirit, therefore he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以神整个对人的心意啊，就是这样，一贯的。
So that is how he requires of us.
所以在旧约时代叫他们献礼物啊，只是对神的救恩的一种预表跟教训在里面。
So all the offerings in the Old Testament are prefiguration of spiritual teachings.
但是重要的就是显明神对人的心意。
However, all those offerings, regulations, show the heart of God toward men.
所以人要主动的，啊，出于诚心的，啊，来侍奉神，啊，就是神喜悦的。
So we should definitely take the initiative to offer sacrifices to God.
啊，人向神的心意对了，你的奉献神就悦纳了。
Once we delight, then God delight.Delighted in our offering.
我们的心力不对啊，我们的奉献神也不悦纳。
But if our motivation is wrong, then he will not be pleased.
第二句话讲说啊，要把礼物献给神。
Leviticus chapter 1 also said that we need to bring offerings to God.
在当时的以色列民以外啊，有很多人啊，他们也是在献祭拜神。
Other than the Israelites, there are a lot of people in the Old Testament.Who would also offer sacrifices?
现在后来以色列人他们也效法外邦人啊，到处足坛啊，啊来献祭。
So the Israelites also emulate them and built a lot of high places to offer sacrifices.
但是他们的祭物啊，是献给了偶像，而不是献给神。
But their sacrifices went to foreign gods and idols.
所以不但没有办法得到神的悦纳，反而遭遇到咒诅。
Not only did they did God not be pleased, but they were cursed.
所以我们要奉献侍奉的对象就是真神。
So we need to know who to offer sacrifices to.
所以神说啊，除了他以外，我们不再可以有别的神。
That's why God said, other than him, there should be no other gods.
虽然我们现在我们不拜偶像。
Nowadays, we do not worship idols.
我们不拜那些有形质的偶像。
We do not worship idols that have forms.
但是人往往把一些啊其他的事物当作偶像。
But a lot of times we make things, invisible things into idols.
因为借着这些事物已经取代了神在我们心中的唯一的地位。
Because these invisible things have replaced the placement of God in our hearts.
就是说一个人没有办法服侍两个主。
Jesus said that we cannot worship two gods in our hearts.
一方面想要拜神，一方面又要像拜马门。
We cannot worship God and Mammon at the same time.
马门就是财力了。
Mammon is wealth.
所以以弗所书里面说啊，贪心的就跟拜偶像一样。
Therefore, in the New Testament, it says that greed is the same thing as worshiping idol.
因为你以钱财做你的依靠，取代了神在你心中的地位。
If you rely on wealth more than God, then wealth has taken over the place.
这个钱财就变成你的偶像。
So wealth becomes idol.
所以保罗说啊，我们今世富足的人呐、啊，也不可以依靠无定的钱财。
Therefore, Paul encourages that those who are rich in this world cannot rely on his wealth.
啊，要依靠那赫赐百物给我们享用的神。
But to rely on the one who gives us wealth, who's God himself.
所以财物各样的物质东西是神赐给我们，给我们应用的。
All the wealth and possessions that we have are given by God so we can enjoy them.
它不能够成为我们的主人来支配我们的生活。
But they should not become our master to direct our lives.
所以我们要善用啊，神所赐给我们的物质的东西。
Therefore, we should use the things that God has given us appropriately.
那有的人呢，为着要在服侍神，目的是为着要得到人的称赞啊，啊，得到一些荣耀。
Some people serve the Lord so that they can be praised by people and also receive glory.
所以呢，服侍神的动机啊已经偏差了。
So their motivation of serving God is
因为那个心力已经不正确，所以他的服侍神也是不会悦纳的。
This kind of service is not pleasing to God.
在圣经里面说啊，我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
In the Bible, it tells us that we should love God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our soul,
单单侍奉他
and serve him only.
所以不能够因为我们的心力不对啊，还要来荣耀神、荣耀自己来取代神在我们心中的地位。
So we should not replace God with anything else in our hearts.
啊，也不能够啊，尊重人啊，过于尊重神。
We should not honor men more than we honor God.
因为那个都是变成我们的偶像。
Because those things will become idols in our hearts.
再来说，要从牛群、羊群中把牲畜献为供物。
Verse 2 tells us that you should bring your offering of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock.
因为献祭是神的心意的显明，所以这个祭物也是神指定的。
Because the regulations of offering, it's given by God.
好像我们谈过建造会幕的时候。
As we talked about building the tabernacle in the past,
神叫以色列百姓奉献。
God asked the Israelites to make offerings.
所以凡是甘心乐意的，神所指示的一些东西啊，啊，就可以把它收下来。
Those who are willing, then you can offer certain items.
所以神主定的是跟建造会幕有关系的一些财物。
Whatever God has told them to offer are the items that would be used to build the temple.
而现在要奉献也是一样，要跟神的救赎计划有关的礼物，神就会悦纳。
So today, if we want to offer to God, we should bring things that are that would be useful for the church and for salvation.
这也是一方面，要我们人能够顺服神的权柄。
This is also for us to be able to submit to the power of God.
因为这个献祭啊，整个就是神规划，按照神的心意来做。
So that when we offer to God, we should offer to the way that God.
所以人就要按照神的心意来行。
So that we should do it according to His will.
我们人有时候啊，觉得自己很聪明，常常会替神出主意。
Sometimes we think we're smarter, so we would come up with ideas other than God's.
但是我们人的意念啊，往往没有办法跟神的意念来相合，所以我们所做的常常没有办法得到神的悦纳。
But since our ways are in no way can be compared to God's, therefore a lot of times the new ideas we come out with, God are not.
所以我们要学习啊，去查验明白神的旨意。
So we need to take the effort to understand the way of the Lord.
我们看未来利未记一章第三节。
Now let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
这里讲到有五个祭啊。
Here describes five different offerings.
那这五大祭啊，就是我们要亲近神呐、啊，啊，要经过的一些过程。
And these are the process of coming before God.
第一个祭叫做燔祭。
The first sacrifice is called the burnt sacrifice.
啊，燔祭的目的啊，第一个就是要赎罪。
The purpose of burnt offering is for atonement.
请看一章第四节。
Let's turn to verse one, chapter one, verse four.
一章第四节。
Chapter one, verse four.
他要按手在燔祭牲头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him.
人因为有罪，所以受咒诅。
Because men have sinned, therefore we're cursed.
有劳苦的生活。啊、最后死亡会临到。
That's why we live a life of labor and at the end die.、
啊、因为我们的生命跟神的永生隔绝了。
Because our life has been separated from God eternally.
所以人要亲近神所要解决的第一个就是罪的问题。
So the first obstacle between God and men is sin.
燔祭是为着要赎罪。
So burnt offering is to take away sins.
再来看一章第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
下半句说啊，这个燔祭是要献给主作为馨香的火祭。
Here it says that the burnt offering is an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
所以按照这个神指示的方法，把这个燔祭献上的时候。
So when we offer the burnt sacrifices according to God's way.
烧出来会有香气。
When it's being burned, there will be a sweet aroma.
那这个香气会一直往上升啊，达到神面前，让神悦纳。
The sweet aroma will reach up to heaven and be pleasing to God.
所以是一种非常馨香、美好、神所喜悦的祭物。
The burnt offering is a type of offering that is well pleasing to God.
创世纪里面记载挪亚的时代。
In the book of Genesis records the period of Noah.
当洪水以后。
After the flood,
啊，他们出了方舟。
After they exited the ark,
诺亚非常感谢神啊，啊，拯救他们。
Noah was very thankful to God for saving his.
所以他造了一个祭坛，就把洁净的动物就把它献在上面。
So he built an altar and offer sacrifices of animals.
圣经里面说啊，神闻到那个祭物的香气啊，神就发誓。
The Bible recorded that when God smelled the sweet aroma of the sacrifice.
说虽然人啊，心里常常怀着恶念。
He swore to heaven that even though men always have evil.
那我不再像刚刚所行的，用洪水再把人灭掉了。
But I promised that I would not destroy mankind with flood.
后来他又跟人啊重新立约。
Then he made a covenant with men again.
还要让人生养众多。
So that men can be multiplied.
赐给人更丰盛的食物。
He gave men a better food.
啊，还在空中啊，有一个彩虹啊，作为人跟神立约的记号。
He also set a sign of the covenant, which is the rainbow in the sky.
所以说是因为挪亚的献祭，神喜悦。
This is all because God was well pleased with the offering and sacrifice.
所以这个献祭主要的目的就是要消灾免祸啊，啊能够得到神的祝福。
So the purpose of this offering is to receive blessings from God.
燔祭的祭物啊有三种。
There are three types of animals that you can use for burnt offering.
看一章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 3.
一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
说他的供物若是以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛。可以在神面前蒙悦纳。燔祭的第一个祭物是牛。
The first type of animal you can use is herd.
而且是要公牛。
Has to be male.
因为这是预表耶稣基督啊，他要成为我们人类的救赎主。
Because the male calf represents our Lord Jesus Christ, who would save us.From our sins.
啊，要被钉十字架流血啊，来救赎我们的罪。
To be crucified, shedding of blood through the shedding of blood to save us.
所以这个祭物要公的公牛。
Therefore, the animal has to be male.
啊，有的人呢、哦，最近我看到一个报纸上，有的人说啊，有一个教会，他们说啊，要公平一点，啊、所以说啊，神。不只是要公的也要母的、啊、所以说在读那个祷告文说我们在天上的父啊 他改为我们天上的母亲
Recently I read an article in the newspaper that states that there's a church that think that God is fair on gender so they changed the Lord's Prayer to our mother in heaven
是很大的一个教派的主教他们这样主张
This is spoken by a leader in a great church.
嗯，我们知道说啊，这个都不合圣经的。
We know that this is not according to the Bible.
那、啊、这个牛的特性啊，就是它有善良的本性。
The characteristic of a calf is that they it has
牛力量很大，所以耕田拉车啊，它可以任苦任劳任怨。
It is very hardworking and gentle.
哦。啊、但是在主人的手下、啊、就很顺服主人叫他走叫他做什么他都没有什么抱怨
It is very submissive under the master's command、
啊、其实主耶稣就是这样
This is how our Lord Jesus is without any complaints、
哦啊、再来第二个祭物就是羊
The second type of animal you can use is sheep、
啊、羊有绵羊跟山羊、
You could use sheep or goat
那这个绵羊是驯良柔和的意思
Sheep is very tender
所以圣经里面说主耶稣好像绵羊一样还要被在那个剪羊毛的手下默默无声
The Bible describes our Lord Jesus as a sheep under the hands of a shearer.
甘愿被带到宰杀之地啊，要来担当我们人的罪，但是他都默默的承受。
Being led to the hand of the slaughter so quietly.
这绵羊是柔和的意思。
So sheep represents.
所以主耶稣也说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们要学我的样式。
So the Lord describes himself as lowly and humble, so you should follow me.
你们如果负我的轭就能够得到安息。
If you take my yoke, then you shall receive rest.
另外山羊是代表赎罪。
Goat represents atonement.
他说耶稣他是赎罪的羔羊。
Because Jesus is the
赎罪的羔羊。
The sheep or goat of atonement.
第三个祭物就是十四节讲到鸟类。
The third kind of animal is birds.
那虽然鸟类很多但是主定就是斑鸠跟雏鸽。
In verse 14, it tells us only dove or young pigeon.
这个鸟就是属天的，就是主着属天的生活呢。
Birds belong in the air, so it represents the life of heaven.
因为鸟是在空中飞的。
Because they fly in the sky.
一方面呢，预表我们天家，我们家在天上，我们在地面上是聚居的。
So it reminds us that our homes is in heaven, and we're only sojourners on this earth.
我们是天上的国民，我们暂时聚居在地面上。
We're citizens in the heavenly kingdom, and we're only travelers in this world.
所以我们要常常思想天上的事情。
So we should always think of things above.
然后我们要为主而活
We should always live for God.
这个鸽子是驯良。
Pigeon.
圣洁。
Dove and pigeon also represent holiness.
斑鸠是主的非常微小卑微。
Dove represents holiness and pigeon shows
虽然所见的无几但是神还是悦纳。
Even though a pigeon is so minute, but it is still well pleasing.
虽然很卑微的人来到主的面前，主还是接纳我们。
Even though we're so lowly, but when we come before God, God still accepts us.
所以教会里面有很多过去很贫穷很有时候甚至走投无路的人都到主的救恩的相当多。
So in our church, there are a lot of people who are very lowly and they come to the end of their life, yet God still accepts them.
我们以前在台湾的一个中部的教会。
In a central region in Taiwan.
有一个老人家一个老太太因为她是当乞丐到处在跟人家要东西。
There was an elderly woman who used to be a pauper or a beggar.
星期六就经过我们教会门口。
One day she passed by our church.
弟兄姐妹很有爱心，就说你进来吃，跟我们大家一起来吃稀饭。
Our loving brothers and sisters invited her to eat with us.
每一个礼拜都来。
So every week she started coming.
因为她知道我们有饭吃。
Because she knows that we have food to
prepare. 后来就告诉她说，你不只是来吃饭，你也要听道理呀。
Then they slowly told her that not only do you come in and eat with us, you also need to sit in the sermon.
后来就受洗了。
And at the end, she received baptism.
受洗完以后，弟兄姊妹告诉她说：“你现在信主了，不可以再当乞丐了。”
After she was baptized, the brothers and sisters told her that she should no longer be a beggar.
所以大家就帮助她的生活。
So people started helping her out.
另外一方面，她孩子慢慢成长。
And her children,
神给她很好的工作。
God gave her a good occupation.
所以突然间就变成百万富翁。
So suddenly she became a millionaire.
所以有人说有乞丐来信耶稣但是没有人信耶稣，现在变成乞丐。
So there's a saying that many beggars come to believe in Christ, but there's no people that become a beggar after believing in Christ.
虽然那么卑微但是主耶稣还是悦纳。
Even though we're so lowly, but God still accepts us.
那虽然这个献祭三样祭物的价值都不一样。
So the three different kinds of animals have different prices.
你看牛跟那个小鸟差太多了。
There's a big difference between a male herd and birds.
那神说按照你的能力，你有能力献牛，你就献牛。
But God said that if you have the ability to offer a cow,
你有能力献羊就献羊。
But if you have ability to offer sheep,
你没有办法献牛羊，没有关系，你就献小鸟。
But if you don't have enough money to buy those, then you could always offer birds.
所以主要你出于甘心乐意的奉献，不在这个价值的大小，神都同样的悦纳。
So as long as you have the heart to offer willingly, God does not care how big or how small your gifts are.
但是有的人就会想说，那我同样的价值，同样都能够得到神悦纳，那我就不要献牛献羊，我就献斑鸠就好了。
Some people think that, oh, if God accepts all kinds of offerings, then I might as well just offer the one that's the cheapest.
但是一个真正认识神的人，他就不会这样做了。
But a person who knows God would not do so.
因为奉献是一种恩典。
Because in order, making an offering is a blessing in itself.
反而很多人因为知道这个福气，所以不只是尽了能力，而且是超过能力的。
So many people who know this truth, other than just offering what they can, they actually offer more than they can.
好像马其顿的教会。
Like the church in Macedonia.
保罗说，我可以证明。
Paul said that I can show you.
他们虽然在极贫穷、极困苦当中，
even though they were so poor,
但是他们在奉献上却显出极大的厚恩。
But in their offerings, they have no lack.
他们不只是尽了力量，而且是超过能力的。
They not only just offer to their ability, but actually surpass.
很多人爱主就是这样的表现。
There are a lot of people who love God in this manner.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.